This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars, and I am happy to have with me today, Tara Trudell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Patrick.
You got it. All right. Well, today we have an album feature for your album Fractured, Fairy Tales Remixed. But before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about you. Tell everybody how you got into making music for children.
Sure. So I started out teaching music in Chicago. I worked for a really great community music school called the Merritt School of Music and taught all around the city, elementary school and early childhood music. I left that job in kind of an unusual way. I left to go join a touring comedy theater as a musician. So I joined the Second City was a musical director. Yeah. So kind of like if you've ever seen Whose Line Is It Anyway, there's a piano player there who's making up songs on the spot. That was my job at Second City. And did that for a few years. And now I write a lot of songs for children's books. I've done theme songs for picture books, including Amy Krauss Rosenthal's Uni the Unicorn, some more recent books, Ode to a Bad Day by Chelsea Lynn Wallace, First Notes of Spring by Jessica Kolekjian, and some others too. So that's what I do now, and really love working in that space and kind of bringing together music and stories and songwriting for kids.
Wow. That is a lot to unpack. The whole Whose Line Is It Anyway had me thinking. I've seen so many clips of that show, and it was actually one of my son's favorite shows. That must have been the most fun job ever, just watching those comedians every night.
It was a really fun job, and the people I worked with were incredibly talented, and just we had a lot of fun together traveling around to all kinds of cities and towns around the country performing comedy and comedic songs as well.
So how does somebody seek you out if they want to do a song for their book?
Yeah, so authors can contact me through my website or social media. They can see examples of the songs that I've done there. And then they usually provide a copy of the book, and then we'll have a conversation about it. And through that conversation, I'll kind of talk to them about what they have in mind for the song, where they'd like to use it. Some people use their songs more on social media. Other people like to bring them into the classroom as part of their school visits and have kind of an interactive piece. So we'll talk together about that and about some references for musical style. And then everything else comes from the text of the book and the illustrations.
Very good. So what? When did you put together your own first album? Or is this your first album?
My first album. Yeah, I'm very excited. Sure. I've wanted to do an album for a really long time. And finally, I kind of had the timing and everything came together for it to be this one.
Yeah. Well, the themes on this one are really, really fun. I'm excited to talk to you about it. The album is called Fractured, Fairy Tales Remixed. So the album as a whole, kind of what inspired you to use this concept first and foremost, and then what inspired the songs on it?
Yeah. So going back to kind of my sketch comedy background for a minute, I had this idea while I was at Second City to do a children's album that was structured like a one-act musical sketch comedy show. And it was just something I always had in the back of my mind, but I didn't quite have the right concept for it. And then I started playing around with the idea of fairy tales, which was kind of inspired by this kid-lit songwriting that I was doing. So it was really, really fun for me to have a way to bring those two aspects of my background together. So once I started thinking about fairy tales and sort of how to conceive them in sort of a modern way, I realized there was a lot of comedy there and that it was a really good format to use that sketch comedy idea that I had. It also gave me a chance to work with some of my favorite comedians from Second City. And so a lot of the people who appear on the album are people I've known for years and worked with in Chicago and toured around the country with, in fact. And so I wrote a lot of the songs with certain actors' voices in mind.
Very good. All right. Well, let's get into some of these songs. So we'll introduce the song, then just kind of tell a little bit of a story behind it and who else was involved and what inspired it. And then we'll play it.
Great.
So the first song is called What's the Story?
Yes. And What's the Story is kind of the opening number of the album that sets up this concept of fairy tales. There's a narrator who doesn't quite know what's going on in the story, and a listener who's questioning the narrator. The questioner is played by my younger sister, which is very fun and sort of emblematic of our dynamic when we were kids. We called it little sistering when she would kind of walk around and ask me lots of questions about things. So it was fun to bring that dynamic into the song. It also features the very first voice you hear on the album is my daughter, who is 4 years old, asking to hear a story. So this kind of sets up the idea that narrators don't always know what's going on. We're going to have to turn this album over to some fairy tale characters to hear their stories.
Very good. All right. Well, let's play this song. Here it is. What's the Story by Tara Trudell.
Can you tell me a story?
Once upon a time, whoa, they all lived happily ever after.
Wait a minute, there must be more to the story.
Once upon a time,
whoa,
there were some other things that happened. You've heard part of this fairy tale, but narrators can sometimes fail to tell the whole story. So tell me what's the story,
what's the story?
So characters, let's hear from you to tell the whole story. So tell me what's the story,
what's the story?
And that was What's the Story? All right, the next song we'll talk about is called I Just Needed a Nap. So tell us about this one.
Yeah, this was one of the first ideas I had for this album. And just thinking about the idea of Sleeping Beauty and how sometimes the simplest explanation is the most funny. So there's this character who everyone's like, there was a magical spell and she fell asleep for 100 years. What if she was just tired? What if she just needed a nap because she's such a busy princess? And I was really lucky to get to work with Carissa Bereka on this song. She's a Chicago actor. I mean, she's actually whatever is above a triple threat is what Carissa is. She's an actor, a comedian, an improviser, a choreographer, a dancer, a director, and she's actually directing the current main stage show at the Second City in Chicago. So she did a perfect job coming in and playing a princess on the album, and you'll hear her singing on this song.
Very good. And this is definitely something we as adults can relate to.
Absolutely. Yes. One of my neighbors calls this mommy's song. So it's my song too. I wrote this album during the pandemic and you can definitely hear it in this song because I too just needed a nap.
Yep. All right. Well, let's check it out. Here it is. I Just Needed a Nap by Tara Trudell.
A bit of a hassle. castle, but no one seems to get it. Princes are bragging while I'm slaying dragons without any credit. So I made a mistake when I took a small break, cause it felt like 100 years I wasn't here. I just needed a nap. Me, what's a girl to do? The rumors are flying, Maleficent's lying, you'd be tired too. No, a magical spell's not the reason I fell, and anyone could have guessed I needed rest. I just needed a nap.
And that was I Just Needed a Nap. All right, our next song, it's called Magic Mirror. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, so Magic Mirror was actually my white whale of this album. It was the hardest song for me to write. I had a first version and I played it for my son who was 4 at the time. And he told me, Mommy, all of your songs are different than the story. How is this one different? And I didn't have a good answer for him, so I knew I needed to go back to the drawing board. And I actually wrote 5 full versions of this song before I came onto the idea that, a magic mirror has limitless powers and people only ask it who's the fairest of them all. And it's totally underused. So I had a lot of fun imagining some of the other questions that people might ask. And then also who might be the person who comes along and asks creative questions of the magic mirror. So on the song, you'll hear cameos from, once again, Carissa Bereka, who you heard on I Just Needed a Nap, Neil Dundati, who is another amazing Chicago actor, and my son, when he was 4 years old, recorded some voiceover on the song as well.
Yeah, now this was the first song of yours that I previewed. And so once I heard this one, I'm like, okay, I see what she's doing with these. This is kind of fun.
Thank you. Fun to hear from the magic mirror. That's a character that we haven't really heard from.
From the magic mirror's point of view, it's like, she must get bored with that question all the time and want a challenge. And yeah, it's fun.
Yes. Thank you. So we're about to hear the magic mirror's frustrations and imagination.
All right. Well, here it is. Magic Mirror by Tara Trudell.
I'm the magic mirror hanging on the wall, but all they ever ask me is, who's the fairest of them all? But my powers could do so much more if they wouldn't treat me like I'm part of the decor. I dream of the day I get to hear someone say, mirror, mirror on the wall.
How often should I water my magic beanstalk?
Ask me anything, how many fish are in the sea? Ask me anything, what's your favorite smoothie recipe? Ask me anything, can you do some complicated math? Ask me anything.
Who's the fairest?
But that.
I'm the magic mirror straight out of your book, but all they ever ask me is,
can you tell me how I look?
It makes me tired, feeling sort of stuck. I'm not cracked, but I've still had 7 years of bad luck. I dream of the day I get to hear someone say, mirror, mirror on the wall.
Ooh, where can I get a good burger around here?
Ask me anything, what's the fastest way to talk?
tie your shoes?
Ask me anything.
Can you share a piece of good news?
Ask me anything.
Where can I adopt a kitty cat?
Ask me anything.
Where's the
parents? Oh, da, da. Ask me anything.
Why do I keep killing all my plants?
Ask me anything.
Can you teach me how to dance?
Ask me anything.
Where is a dragon's habitat?
Ask me anything.
Where's the parents?
Oh, da, da.
Suggestions, use your powers, answer questions.
Come on, don't leave me hanging.
Actually, I have some questions.
You do?
Ask me anything.
When was this castle built?
Long ago in a faraway land.
Ask me anything.
How did you get the power?
Magic, I guess.
Ask me anything.
You ask the best questions.
Kids like you, definitely.
And that was Magic Mirror. All right, our next song up is called Little and Good. Talk about this one.
Yeah, so Little and Good was actually the first song that I fully wrote for the album. So it's special to me because it was kind of the moment where I felt like, oh, this has legs. This is really fun for me to work on. I'm having a ball writing these songs. It was a special one for that reason. So everyone knows the trope of the big bad wolf. And I had a lot of fun playing with the idea of a little good wolf who is not like all the other wolves that you've heard about. And when this one huffs and puffs, it doesn't blow your house down, it blows bubbles. So that was a lot of fun for me to find the humor and just a lot of references to all the big bad wolves you've seen. There's a big bad wolf in Little Red Riding Hood, and there's also one in The Three Little Pigs. So kind of bringing those stories together to clear up the misconception about wolves.
Yeah, let's rehab the wolf's image a little bit.
Absolutely.
All right, well, here it is, Little and Good by Tara Trudell.
Ah-ooh, ah-ooh,
I'm a lone wolf. But I've never bitten. That's the reason why I will never fit in. Front of the litter, not part of the pack. The only pig I want is a piggyback. I wanna help old ladies across the street, 'cause grandma's not a dish that I'd ever eat. I howl at the moon, barely make a peep. Under this wolf's clothing, I'm really a sheep. So I'll hum, and I'll puff, and I'll blow some bubbles. Little and good, little and good. Bad world, little and good in a big bad world.
If you see me, please don't be scared.
I won't bear my things 'cause they're barely there.
No need to cry, wolf, let me say it again.
I may be hungry, but I'm vegetarian.
I'd like to help out all around the town, rebuilding houses that the wind blew down. Building with straw or building with sticks.
I'll help you test them out till you switch to bricks.
So I'll hum and I'll puff and I'll blow out the candles.
Little and good, little and good. In a big bad world. Little and good in a big bad world.
Big eyes, big teeth, big bed.
And that was Little and Good. All right, the final song we're going to feature today is called The People in the Town. So tell us about this song.
So when I was writing the album, I had kind of a list of actors that I hope to work with. And anytime I'm putting a project together, two of the top names on my list are Eddie Mujica and Neil Dandati, who are the two featured actors on this song. We've worked together a lot. We toured around the country together when I was with Second City. And then we've worked on some other independent projects together, including a theme song for Pumpkin Spice, the flavor, and a web series that was called Freestyle Raps with a W, that was about two sandwich shop employees who rapped at their customers about their orders. And I played the silent DJ in the background who was making food and hitting air horns. So there's an inside joke in this song where the characters say, it seems like all of our ideas so far are mostly about food because the three of us have worked together on several food-based projects before. But Eddie and Neil are both hugely talented writer, producer, director, actor, comedians. Eddie is an Emmy winner, and Neil is just a hugely talented comedian. And Eddie is Cuban-American and Neil is Indian-American. And they both have, I'm really impressed with the way that they have sort of taken their identity and taken their stories and found ways to express their voices through their own projects. They've both created short films and TV pilots and like really cool, just compelling comedy that expresses that point of view, which is super underrepresented. So I wanted to find a way to talk about who gets to write stories and who gets to be featured in stories. And the character that I decided to do that through was the townspeople who are never in the stories. You hear about the queens and the princes and the villains, but what about the baker and the farmer and just the people in the town? And they did such a great job bringing their comedy and their humor to it. Neil was actually the first actor that we recorded for the album, and just hearing him bring the song to life was a really special moment for me, because I get to finally sort of hear the thing that I'd been imagining in my head come to life in such a fun, exciting way.
Very cool. All right, well, we're going to play it now. Here it is, The People in the Town by Tara Trudell.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, man, what's that book?
Charmed, Prince Charming's memoir.
Prince Charming?
Well, it was the only one available.
When are they going to start writing about normal people like us? You know, you, me, and the other people in the town.
A story about you, me, or some of the other people in the town?
I mean, it's a big town. There's a lot of us.
This one goes out to all the townspeople who don't get the glory.
Don't you let them bring you down. People will get in the story.
I run a little bakery. My bread is pretty good, but I never build with gingerbread and leave it in the woods. Even old King Cole has told me that he likes the things I cook, but making bagels and focaccia hasn't got me in a book.
I'm the farmer of this kingdom, and I know just what you mean. I'm growing plants with my pink thumb, and not because they're magic beans. I thought they'd write about me when a dragon squished my crop, but my zappy plants were flattened, and my story got the chalk.
No one ever puts us in the story. I guess they think we're both a little boring. But don't sleep on the people in the town.
Don't sleep on the people, the people. Don't sleep on the people in the town. Don't sleep on the people, the people. Don't sleep on the people in the town.
Maybe we'll get in the story if we're working as a team.
We could start a farmer's market, maybe that would cause a scene.
It might get the queen's attention if we do a daring deed.
You mean harvesting my crops while I'm riding on a steed?
Seems like all of our ideas so far are mostly about food.
Do you think that we should villainize and get a little rude?
Get our pitchforks and our torches and become an angry mob.
Or instead we'll be Prince Charmings and become the town heartthrob.
No one ever puts us in the story, but we would like to join the repertory. So don't sleep on the people in the town.
Don't sleep on the people, the people. Don't sleep on the people in the town. Don't sleep on the people, the people. Don't sleep on the people in the town.
Ooh, I dream of the day I get to hear someone say, we need another point of view.
So townspeople, let's hear from you.
It's time for us to tell the whole story.
What's the story?
No one ever puts us in the story.
Don't sleep on the people in the town.
We can lift you up even while we break it down.
We can lift you up even while we break it down.
This one goes out to all the towns, people who don't get the glory.
Now that we have the dedication, do you want to keep writing the rest?
Let's see if Aesop's available.
And that was The People in the Town. That wraps up our song feature for the album. It's called Fractured Fairy Tales Remixed. And before we tell everyone where they can stream, download, and purchase that, are there any other partners, comedians, collaborators on this album, and any other songs you'd like to call out?
Yeah, I worked with so many wonderful people on this album, and I'm so excited that people get to hear their wonderful performances and very grateful for them all for participating in it. So I'd love to mention the other actors who were on the album. Mary Soane plays the fairy godmother who wonders who will make her wishes come true. It does a wonderful job. She has a beautiful voice that I've always admired, so it was really special to get to hear her. And then we have a trio of misunderstood villains played by Ashley Nicole Black, Chelsea Devantes, and Nicole Thurman, who all of whom I've worked with for a long time. And just they have really amazing careers as actors and writers. And so when I was thinking of who are some of the strongest women I know to play these really strong villains, they immediately came to mind and did a beautiful job singing a song that I like to describe as En Vogue meets Ursula. I'd also like to shout out my producer, Ben Harris, who did the same job I did at Second City. And now he's a recording engineer and producer. But when he came onto the project, because he was familiar with kind of the same background that I have, it was just so easy to work with him. He really got the project right away. And he brought a lot of the magical production flourishes that you hear throughout the album and was wonderful to work with. And it all kind of gets wrapped up. You hear from everybody. Everybody kind of makes one more appearance on the closing number Ever After. So I hope you'll look it up online so you can hear how the story ends.
Awesome. All right. Well, where can everybody stream, download, and buy that album? And where can they connect with you?
Yeah, the album is available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple, Amazon. It's on platforms where you can buy music like Bandcamp and iTunes. It's on some cool new platforms that I hadn't heard of before, but I'm excited to learn about. It's on Instagram. You can add it to your stories and your reels on Instagram. And you can find me at www.taratrudell.com. And that's also my handle on all social media. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter. I'm on a new site called post.news that I really enjoy. And you can find me at any of those places.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this fun album. I really encourage everyone to go check it out. It's definitely unique, but it's a great listen. So thank you for coming on the show. And I look forward to hearing more from you.
Thank you so much, Patrick. It was really great to be here.
Great. Take care.